Good afternoon. I'm Jason Parrott, and this is Emphasis. Joining us this afternoon is Keokuk's Tourism Director, Kirk Brandenberger, and Wes Pohorski, who is a longtime member of the Keokuk Tourism Board. What we will be discussing this afternoon is the 25th Annual Civil War reenactment in Keokuk, which is scheduled for April 27th through the 29th. Now, Kirk, starting us off, how does it feel to be able to say that this event has gone on for 25 years here in Keokuk?
Well, really, it'll probably hit after it's over with. Right now, we're just working real hard towards putting on a great event for the area.
Now, Wes, you have been involved with this from the beginning. For you, what's it like to be able to 25 years later, and this is still going on?
I'm trying to figure out if I can still move or not, but no, it's great. I mean, I don't think anybody in the very beginning ever thought that probably it would last 25 years. The average lifespan of this type of event is not as long as we've kept it going, but we've been able to do that, and we've got reenactors that continually come back, and so, you know, it's been a great event.
Wes, how did we get started with this reenactment? How did it decide that Keokuk wanted to be one of these sites that keep popping up all across the country?
Well, there was a gentleman here that was assigned with the Coast Guard, and he was a reenactor, and he lived across from Rand Park, and he's sitting on his porch, and he's thinking, God, that'd be a great place to have a reenactment. So he came in to see my wife and talk to her about it, and she got kind of excited about it because about that same time, she'd been doing a lot of research on Keokuk and trying to get information on Keokuk for her walking tour and different things. And so she said, well, why don't you come to the board and explain your whole process, you know, what you want to do and what reenactment is and how you want to tie it to Keokuk. And so the next board meeting, Mark arrived with about five or six reenactors in full costume. They proceeded to lay the whole thing out, and the board thought it was a great idea, and my wife was really excited about it, and so they jumped right on it, and away they went with it, and she and Mark really worked it all, that first one all out pretty much with the people they needed to get, and Mark gave her the names, and she made some contacts, and the way they went, and that's how it got started.
And just to clarify for some of our listeners, your wife was really the tourism director. Can you talk about that?
Yes. I mean, she was Kirk Brandenberger at that time, sure. Marilyn Pohorski, mm-hmm. And she was the director of convention and tourism here in Keokuk for a number of years, and so she was always looking for things to promote Keokuk.
When you look back to the first reenactment to what is now such a big 3-day event, really, how has it changed? I mean, just what's it like to see what it was to what it is now?
In the very beginning, of course, they were excited when the first person walked in and they had somebody here. They, you know, because they really weren't sure if reenactors were going to jump on this and come to this. And that first group, there was a large group of reenactors that came, and some of them came directly from filming of Gettysburg, which was kind of neat. And so it was, you know, it was great when the cavalry arrived in that first group. And it was a 2-day event at that time too, because we did Pea Ridge, and Pea Ridge was a 2-day battle. And of course, Pea Ridge is how we tied it to Keokuk because of General Curtis, who was in the Battle of Pea Ridge.
Now, Wes mentioned that in the past it was always the Battle of Pea Ridge. It looks like this year we're looking at the Battle of Shiloh. When did we get to the point of starting to switch and looked at different battles?
We started looking at different battles about 3 years ago, and then last year we began following the path of the sesquicentennial of the Civil War, which we're still in. Of course, the Battle of Shiloh took place in 1862, and that makes 2012 the sesquicentennial. So that's the reason we do that.
Is there any type of a Keokuk connection to the Battle of Shiloh?
Yes, the Iowa troops played a very important role in the Battle of Shiloh. They went down the Mississippi on a boat and ended up in Shiloh.
In terms of celebrating the 25th anniversary here, are there any special events just directly for the 25th anniversary?
Well, yes. We'll start off Friday night with the 25th anniversary fireworks. That's going to be a special event. Fireworks will probably happen once, the 25th year, and we have a special show put on by Lenny Etter, who is a local pyrotechnics guru, and we have live cannons that are going to fire during the event. This is really put on for the people of the Keokuk area, and we hope that they come out and enjoy it.
Now, Wes, what is it like to be a part of the, I mean, you've been so much involved in these, just getting ready for this. Obviously, there's so many lists. I mean, I'm talking at 25 or so events over those 3 days. Just getting this set up, what's that process like?
It's quite involved. And, you know, we started on this a long time ago because we just have so many different parts that we have to put together, the setup of the park, with setting up tents. We've got to build the battlefield, put up the brick rack in the battlefield for them. There's just a lot of carrying, hauling, and things we have to bring into the park. And then, of course, we have to get it all out of the park again and get the park cleaned up. And I think that's a very important part of this, that we work hard at making sure that park is protected and that it's cleaned up after we leave. And I think people would have to agree that we've done a really good job of making that park clean after that many people have been involved in it.
Kirk, what are you expecting this year in terms of numbers of people? Are you getting any idea from hotels, motels, stuff like that?
Well, we expect probably an average crowd based on gas prices, which is a factor. Reenactors have been a little bit slower about committing, but our pre-registration numbers are about the same as previous years.
Are there any new events? I mean, obviously, you look at some of these, and I remember the spouse calling contest, the skillet throwing contest, some of these that you see each year. Are there new additions this year?
In addition to the fireworks, on Saturday morning, we're going to have a procession of the wounded, which is actually a recreation of the wounded that came up the river from as deep as Shiloh and Vicksburg. They came up the river on black ships, they called them, got off the boat, were taken to the Estes House, for example, a hospital on Main Street, by horse and wagon. And this year, we're going to somewhat recreate that. We're going to have horse and wagons in a procession. Start out actually on Grand, but they'll come through the park, the middle of the park, down Sutler's Row, and they'll end up at the medical stations, and there they'll be treated somewhat like a triage unit. They'll check the people coming in for disease and say which ones are the worst cases, and then send them on to the hospital. It's a recreation of that, and it'll start around 11:30 on Saturday.
One of the other highlights of Saturday is always the military ball. Now, Wes, is this something that you have gone to in the past? I mean, when did this military ball become a part of the reenactment?
It's been a part of it from the very beginning. The first year we had it at the Eagles. For every year we've had the reenactment, we've had it, the military ball has been a part of it, because that's kind of important to the reenactors, because that's where their wives get a chance to get involved, and they get all dressed up in their big gowns, and that's their part of the reenactment, to be able to go to the ball and dance and do the dances of that period. So it's a very important part of the reenactment.
In terms of the location in Rand Park, maybe Wes, you can talk about this. Where is it going to be? I know at one point the battle went one direction, and then it's kind of switched another direction. What part of Rand Park will we be focusing on next weekend?
Actually, when people come here, the whole park is taken out, because we have, you know, we have the Confederate camp, the Union camp, we have the artillery for both groups, we have cavalry for both groups, we have civilian place for the civilians to camp, and then we have the battlefield. And the battlefield is actually from 14th and Orleans on that side of the park. We roped off that area over there for the battlefield, and the Union guns are over there too.
Also, I believe one of the things that's always been in the past with the reenactment is an opportunity for some education for local students. Are we doing that again this year, Kirk?
You bet. We get a lot of desire from the school systems to continue that, and we'll have between 700 and 800 kids again this year set up in the park, we hope, weather permitting, and that will be all day Friday. We have President Lincoln with a station and various aspects of the war.
There's a couple of events here, and we'll start with one of them on Sunday, General Impressions with Generals Grant and Sherman. Kirk, what is it? That sounds – I haven't heard of that in the past. Is that something that's maybe newer this year?
Yes. These are some reenactors that actually look like the characters and talk like the characters and have done a lot of study on the characters. And this will be a chance for people to hear General Grant and General Sherman together as they were at Shiloh and have a chance to talk about that.
And then there's one other going back into Saturday, and I've had a number of people ask me about this because this person's name is spelled identical to my last name. That I've actually had people say they're looking up to see if I'm any relation. J.C. Parrott will be at 1:30 on Saturday. Why is the story of J.C. Parrott being looked at this year?
Well, J.C. Parrott was he settled around Fort Madison, but he had a store in Keokuk also, so he has definitely a Lee County connection. And he enlisted in the Army and got in the war when he was 50 years old, actually, because he felt like he had the knowledge and some things that would help the Union cause. And he was mustered in Burlington, part of the 7th Infantry. It's a great story that's come to light through his great-great-great-granddaughter, Joy Kirkpatrick, from Warsaw. It's just a great story. He was in the war all through the war. He was at the Battle of Belmont that we fought last year, and he was at Shiloh and Vicksburg and Atlanta. And so he continued in the full war. And he was wounded 6 times and kept coming back. So, you know, I mean, he was it's a pretty amazing story.
You mentioned that there's events all day on Saturday, April 28th and Sunday, April 29th. But the two big ones, 2:30 in the afternoon on both days, Saturday and Sunday, are the two battles. Wes, we've all got little sheets in front of us of stuff. What have we not talked about here that really stands out to you when you come to what is coming up here during the weekend?
I'll be honest with you. One of my favorite parts of the whole weekend is Sunday morning and the memorial service out at the National Cemetery. It's both a memorial service, and then from there they go into a church service. And if you can go to the memorial service and not stay for the church service, or you can do both. And it's a very moving thing, and there's always a story that goes with it. And a gentleman by the name of John Olson puts this together for us. He's very, very knowledgeable. Person in the Civil War, and this year it's also tied to the wounded. So the story of that is going to be the wounded during the memorial service. So I to me, that's one of the my favorite parts of the whole weekend.
Anything for you, Kirk, that we haven't touched on that really stands out?
Well, I might just continue with the memorial service a little bit. Not only is the memorial service special because these reenactors actually get to touch and be close to the graves of the people that they're reenacting, so this is a special place for them. And also, it's the 150th anniversary of the National Cemetery here in Keokuk, which was commissioned in 1862, and so it's a special event for them and all of us. We encourage people to come out to that Sunday morning.
What does the reenactment mean to Keokuk?
I've said that it is approximately $750,000 worth of economic impact. Time you run it through the formulas and et cetera that they do, but it's very important to Keokuk. And this event is known statewide. We won state awards for it, and it just continues to be a great event and pull in a lot of tourists into Keokuk.
As I look in my clock, that is all the time we have. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
It's a lot.
Thank you.
That was Kirk Brandenberger and Wes Pohorski talking about the 25th Annual Civil War Reenactment in Keokuk, which is coming up April 27th, 28th, and 29th. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.